Masechet Shabbat, dedicated by Benjamin Stavrash. Derfuah Shenema to all those that are enduring coronavirus. V'shehamagefa te'atzar bekarov. Amen. Today's daf, dedicated by Mr. Freddy Kassab in memory of Yitzhak ben Mazal and Yosef Daniel Mosiker, Ledu Nishmat, Todros ben Aaron Levi, Bina Leabat Yosef Levi, Moshe ben Yaakov Meir, Leabat Yitzhak Adielev, Yitzhak ben Aaron Levi, Yaakov ben Yosef Levi, Avner ben Yitzhak, Avril ben Moshe, Sarabat Estefri, the Bat Symbol, Leab ben Salha, of Sion Shemuel Vidal, Bat Miriam. We begin today's daf. On here, Amud Lishon, we're in the middle of a sugya, trying to establish the deen of our Mishnah. The deen of our Mishnah was that if a person places an object on somebody's hand, so that would be considered a hanaha, and if he lifts it from the hand, it would be considered an akira. Problem is, the Gemara tells us that you need an akira and a hanaha from a makom hashuv, which would be dalet al dalet tefahim. Clearly a person's hand does not have that measurement. Yesterday's daf, we offered some different explanations, but the Gemara immediately rejected them. So we're still trying to figure out what is the definition of our Mishnah, and why is the din in our Mishnah that akira and hanaha apply even to a person's hand. We begin today on He'amud Rishon, and we are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, about 7 lines down. Ela Amar Bizera, Hamani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Acherim hi, the Tanya, Acherim Omrim, Amad Bimkomo Vekibel Hayav. So the case is talking about over here, Rashi, Zarak Hefetz. The guy threw an object for Amot Breshut Rabbim. The Kibel Acher. And somebody else received it. Amad HaMekabel B'mkomo V'Kibel. If the receiver was standing in place, Hayav HaZorek. Diyu Avid Akira V'Anaha. Right? He threw it, made Akira, and it landed by the person. That's the Hanaha. Akar B'mkomo V'Kibel Patur. If the receiver didn't stand stationary in place, but he ran towards the object to carry it, so the deen is patur. Because the hanaha did not happen mikoho. The hanaha happened by the receiver running forward. So the Gemara comes along and says, wait. Amad bimkomo v'kibel hayav. Now let's take the first case, where the guy was omed bimkomo. And what did we say? Hayav. Why? We're talking about the case we received it in his hand. So we had the akira, no problem. You could say he picked it up from the floor. And he threw it, and the guy received it in his hand. And you're saying, what? That's considered a hanaha. Oh, so what do you see? You don't need a hanaha from on a makom dalet al dalet. And we could say that that's the author of our Mishnah, Acherim. The Gemara says, Ela shma minah lo ba'inan makom arba'a. Beautiful. So the Gemara asks the question. Which means, okay, you didn't prove both cases from this case of Ahirim. You only prove Hanaha. But maybe you need Akira from Makom Dalit. So therefore, you cannot say conclusively that the author of our Mishnah is Ahirim. You only see from Ahirim that Hanaha does not need Dalit al Dalit, but maybe Akira does. So the Gemara says, and even Hanacha, you can't prove anything. Why? Vanacha name Dilma de Pashit Kenafe Vikibla. The Ikaname Hanacha. Maybe he received it like this. He opened his shirt and he received it like this, which means there was a Hanacha Vakom Dal. Who told you he received it in his hand? Maybe he extended his dress or his shirt, and that's how he received it. Yeah, so therefore, you have no ra'ayah from Rabbi from Achirim that he is the author of our Mishnah. So we're back to the square one again. Who's the author of our Mishnah that says you don't need a Hanaha from Makom Dalet and you don't need an Akira from Makom Dalet? So Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abba, Matnitin, you know what the case of the Mishnah is, Kegon Shekibela Beteraskal, V'niach Al Gabe Teraskal, De'ika Name Hanaha. Finished. New case in the Mishnah. You thought that everything was happening from hand to hand. It wasn't. There was a traskal over here. Traskal is a basket. And therefore, we have the cases over here that the hanaha was in a basket, which was 4x4, and the akira was off a basket, which is 4x4. So therefore, no problem. You thought that the Mishnah was talking about hands. It wasn't. It was talking about the traskal. Now, there's a reason why we thought the Mishnah was talking about hands. Because it says it. So the Gemara's question is, V'hayado ketani. As is yado. So the Gemara, okay, you have to adjust that. Tini traskal shebe yado. Okay. Yado is not davka. It's traskal shebe yado. Fine. Now we're good. Traskal shebe yado. The Gemara says, hold. Atinach traskal b'reshut ha-yachid. If you want to tell me traskal b'reshut yachid, meaning in the case of the ani, right? He sticks his hand into the reshut yachid, or the balabait who's in the reshut yachid. You can call it traskal in the reshut yachid, a reshut yachid. Legabe akira v'anaha, no problem. Ela traskal shem reshut rabim, reshut yachidu. But if you have a traskal in the reshut rabim, that's going to be considered Reshut Yachid. So therefore, when the Balabayit takes his item from Reshut Yachid and puts it in the traskal and Reshut Rabim, he shouldn't be Hayav, because he's going from Reshut Yachid to Reshut Yachid. Now the question is, why should that be so? Okay, we'll see. Amen. Why should a traskal that's in Reshut Yachid or Reshut Rabim have a din of Reshut Yachid? Like Gemara will say, Lema delo kerebi Yosef. Rabbi Yehuda. Now, this shita must not be like Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Na'atz kane b'reshut rabim. You thrusted a pole in the reshut rabim. Ubrosho traskal. And on the top of the pole, there's a traskal. And the traskal is 4x4 tefahim, like we said in our Mishnah. Zarak v'nach al gabav. And you threw something from the reshut rabim, and it landed in the traskal. Hayav. Oh, why is it Hayav? Because Rabbi Yosef considers the traskal a reshut hayachid, even though it's in the reshut harabim. What's the reason for this? He holds the law of good asik, good achit mechista. That we say, let's say here's the traskal, right? Here's the pole, here's the traskal. So we look at it as if the walls go down. So therefore you have a 4x4, 10 tefachim walls, even though the pole itself was not the pole. The pole was a narrow pole. It was like this, really. It was a narrow pole like this. But if you consider the walls extending down, you have 10x4. So therefore, if that's the case, you can't learn how Mishnah is talking about a traskal, because when the ani, or the balabayit, let's say, puts it in the traskal that's in the shut rabim, it's going from the Shuti Yachid of the Balabai to the Shuti Yachid of the Traska. I'm not going to be Hayab in such a case. So Gemara says.
He didn't cross over any Rishut Rabim.
Even if he did, that's not Hayab. That's not Hayab. The Ik Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Because if you're going to say that Am Mishnazak Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, now he asks the question. Pashat Balabayit et Yado Lahutz. V'natan etoch yado shel ani, which is the traskal. Am I chayav? Why is it going to be chayav? Mirshut ha-yachid, lirshut ha-yachid, kama pik. So therefore, if you're going to learn the case like you want to, that it's a traskal, you have to say that the Mishnah is not going like the shita of Rabbi Yosef, but Rabbi Yehuda.
So now the hand is, we're going to say, is the same as the traskal with the
pole? No, we're saying it's a traskal here. We're going back, we're answering, there's a traskal. But you're saying if you say traskal, You have to say it's not going like the shita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda that caused a traska b'shut Rabbim, eidah shut yahid. Answer with it. We're not falling off that answer. Okay. It's a traska. But you cannot make the mishnah like Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Rashi. Just get Rashi for a second. V'zarak m'shut harabim v'nach al gabav hayav. Da fagav de lemata lo'avi kaneh rahab dalet. Huyibu shu'ar ba'amnin gud ahit mechitza. That's where you see the good ahit. אבי רשות יחיד גמור. ברוך אתה אדוני, מלך אדם שקולנו ברוך.
אמן.
גמרא says, אפילו תאמר רבי יוסף ורבי יהודה. We can really say that המשנה is going like רבי יוסף ורבי יהודה. הטעם למעלה מעשרה. Over there, in the case of רבי יוסף ורבי יהודה, where you threw the item, on the traskal that was on the kane, it's talking about where it was above 10. Now, if it's above 10, it's very good. Why? Because then we can say the walls extended down at least 10 tefachim, so you have a reshut yachid. Reshut yachid is not less than 10 tefachim. If the kane was less than 10, even if you're going to say good achit, you're not going to have walls of 10. So that's the reason why it was considered a reshut yachid, because you threw it above 10. Achad emata me'asara. And our Mishnah is talking about the Teraskal is less than 10 from the ground. So then if you say good Asi, good Achid, you don't have walls of the Shudei Achid. And therefore it's still going to be Hayab.
Through it, the whole thing was under 10.
No, the Teraskal, the Teraskal, the Teraskal. No, the guy went from the Shudei Achid and he put it in the Teraskal. Where was the Teraskal? The Teraskal was within 10 of the ground. Ani was holding the Teraskal. Ani was holding the basket. Less than 10. You say good as good achit. So what? It's not ten reshut yachid. It's less than 10.
It's a
bad hanacha. No, it's hanacha. It's a bad hanacha at all. It's a great hanacha. Just hanacha in reshut rabim. It's not a hanacha in reshut yachid. Hazak baruch. Hazak baruch. So therefore, we have an answer. Look at Ashi. The malam asara bi reshut yachid u ilver achab dalet. Right? It's not a mekom petur. It's a good achit with a mekom dalet. So the Yabara says, So by the way, Rabotai, congratulations. We have an answer to our Mishnah. We finally have an answer to the Mishnah. The Gemara's question was, what are you talking? The Yad of Adam is not Dalet al Dalet. You don't have an Akira, you don't have an Anacha. It's Yado, meaning Traskal should be Yado. Oh, Traskal should be Yado. It could be a good Hanacha because it's 4x4. Hey, but you have a problem of the Shuti Yahid. No, it's about Samata Ma'asara, and therefore you're okay. Period. Now, Rabbi Abba, who has a question with this answer? Kashya le the Rabbi Abba. Few questions. Number one, miketani traskal shebiyado veha yado ketani. Okay, first question is listen, very nice, but yimukim the Mishnah with a traska, doesn't say traska, yado. We answer, but that's, he doesn't accept that answer. That's a dohak to come along and say that it's talking about traskat shbiyado. The Mishnah knows how to talk. Say traskat shbiyado. Ela amar biyabahu kegon sheshilshel yado lemata megimal vekebela. Oh, we get into the lemata megimal. We have a law that says anything that's lemata megimal, that's less than 3 tefachim from the ground, is considered on the ground. So therefore, all the cases, it's biyado. But where was yado? Yado was within 3 of the ground. So therefore, yesh hanacha from the ground, yesh akira from the ground, no problem. So Balabai's hand was within 3 of the ground. So when Ali put it in the Balabai's hand, it's considered on the ground. Very simple. You don't have to say traskat biyado and all this other stuff. Just make it within 3 tefachim, and you could have a case of yado shenichshav. Karka.
What's Akira?
Akira, either he picked it up from the ground, or his hand was 3 from the ground when he put it.
Started.
Yeah, started within 3 of the ground. Or you could say he picked it up from the ground. Akira, we have a case. We have no problem with that. Akira could pick it up from the ground, but Anaha, you were putting it in his hand.
No, we have
Akira from his hand. Biado, no problem. Biado. It's three from the ground. Both cases, 3 from the ground. Yamara says, just go to Ashi for a second. Lemata megimah, da havya kikarka. So Yamara says, few questions on this. Veha omed ketani. Yeah, but the Mishnah says, Haya Omed, Ani Omed Bahutz, the Ha Yoshev. Exactly. If you're learning it's three from the ground, you can't be standing. I can be standing and his hand is three from the ground. It doesn't work. So the Mishnah, you solve the word Yado, but you run into another problem with Omed. Gemara says, Bishochay. Okay, no problem. He's bending over. You can bend over. That's not a problem. Kufef atzmo. Biguma. He's in a depression, not a physical depression. Depression in the ground, which means a hole in the ground. So when you're standing in a hole in the ground, you're below the ground. It's below the surface. So therefore, he can put his hand with the 3 to 5 of the ground. Wow, all these dohaks that we're explaining in the Mishnah. You want to hear another one? Biba'itema ben anas. He's a midget. Okay. So these are all the ukimtas that you have to explain. Either the guy's making a bow, or the guy's in a hole, or the guy's a midget. And all this is to answer how his hand is within 3 of the ground. So you have an akirana, nacha, and a makom hashuv. Amar Rava, so Rava comes along and says, Ichpal tana lashmi'inan kol haneh. The tana's going out of his way. And matriya to tell me all these cases that are so remote. These are remote cases. The tana normally gives me a normal case. Okay, tana's giving me a case for all klai yisrael. Talking about a midget? That's not a normal case for klai yisrael. Or a guy who has a standing in a sewer underneath the ground. Well, that's not a normal case. It's a case. I'm not saying it's not a case. But as she says, tarah hatana, dechol zot, v'do lo di'enu demotzi meshut neshut chayav ela ayidid levinim halal. That's how it's going to teach me the case of motzi meshut neshut. She'en darkam bekach. Litni pashat. Kanaf Bigdo Lifnim David. You want to give me a case? Give me Kanaf Bigdo. Ready? If you want to give me a case, we can give you a case, by the way. But you didn't say Kanaf Bigdo, because that's when we answered the last question. We said he received it in his Kanaf. No problem. So give me that case, Kanaf Bigdo, like he received the Kanaf. But you didn't. You told me Yado.
That's the most normal case, even that she could come up with.
Yeah, that's your normal case. Yeah, that'd be a normal case. People hold things like this and hold them bigs. They'll go like this. Okay, no problem. That already we would accept. As opposed to an anas and a guma, those other answers.
So why can't it just be a basket that's not 4x4? That's not that big. Oh, then it wouldn't be. Then it would.
Yeah. You need to shoot the yachid. You need to shoot the yachid inside.
Right.
In the hanahai, otherwise it would be a kambalit or something. Right. So Gemara says. So by the way, the botai. We're a page and a half over, or a page in, to this sugya, and we still did not really give an answer, $1 million question of how does Akiran al hand. We're going back and forth, and the Gemara is not satisfied with any of these answers. The Gemara finally says, Ela Amar Aban. Here's the answer that sticks. Yado shel Adam hashuvalo kedalid al dalid. Okay. Now listen, it doesn't have to be dalad al dalad. What's the sivar of dalad al dalad? Dalad makom hashuv. Right? So therefore, it doesn't have to be dalad al dalad. It has to be makom hashuv. Happens to be dalad al dalad is normally makom hashuv. But if the person considers his hand, which he does, a makom hashuv, so that's it. Yeah, you have the same tutsa'ah of a dalad al dalad. And therefore, it's a din of dalad al dalad. Makom hashuv. So the Gemara says, "V'chein ki atar Rabin from Eretz Yisrael." He said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, "Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Yadosh el Adam, Hashuva lo kedal al dalet." Now, of course, once you start saying this, so you lend yourself to the question, "And what if he's not machtiv at the dalet al dalet?" Oh, so the Gemara gives the next case: "Amar Rabbi Avin, Amar Rabbi Ay, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Zarak Hefetz, Reuven throws a Hefetz." It happened to land in his friend's hand. And Reuven threw it, landed in Shimon's hands. Hayav. It's Hayav. Eva Akira. Eva Naha. All from the Koach of Reuven. It landed in Shimon's hands. But the hand is not Dalet al Dalet. And by the way, he wasn't Machshivit. He just threw it. Happened to land in his hand, the other guy's hand, Shimon's hands. Was machshiv his hand to be dalad al dalad? It wasn't machshiv anything. Bishlama, when I pick it up and I put it in somebody's hand, like the case of the Balabayit and the Ani, where they're putting it in each other's hands. There you can say what? Ashev is Mashivit. Here, it was random. He threw it. Listen, there was going to be Anaha regardless, either on the ground. Happened to be the guy landed in his hand. So the Gemara says, Maika Mashmalan, Yadoshil Adam Hashuvalo, Kedalid Al Dalid. Is that what the Hadush of this statement is? That even though the guy caught it in his hand, it's going to be Hayah because it's Dalid Al Dalid? Yeah, it's questioning. What's your Hadush of it? Ha Amra Rabbi Hanan Hadazimna. Rabbi Hanan told me already the hand is considered Hashuv. No, Maudetema, Hani Mireka de Ashevehu Liyadeh. Where he was Mashivit himself, either by putting it in somebody's hand to show there's Mashivit or receiving it. Over here, he wasn't mashiv the other guy's hand. It just happened to land in his hand.
He didn't catch it.
No,
it was, landed.
Well, he didn't aim it for his hand. He threw it. It was going to land on the floor, by the way. The guy landed in his hand. It was mashiv. It wasn't aiming for his hand.
That it mistakenly fell in his hand.
I don't want to say mistakenly, but he wasn't aiming for the guy's hand. The guy had to catch it. If it would have landed on the floor, he would have been just as happy. It was the one play catch. He threw it. Okay. Or it would have landed on his shirt. Or it would have landed on his head. Happened to land on his hand. But there's no Asheve over there. He wasn't aiming to put it in his hand. So I would have thought that maybe there's no Asheve there.
The thrower wasn't.
Right. The thrower wasn't intended to put it in his hand. So therefore, Kamash Ma'lan doesn't matter. That Yadosh and Adam is Hashuv regardless. Kamash Ma'lan. Look at Rashi. David, read this over here. About Hecha de lo Asheve. Read the one before. Hecha de Asheve. But that's our case of the Mishnah. He put it in the Balabai's hand. That's for sure. Achshive. Next one.
About hecha de lo achshive shehalcha v'nachame asmo v'yad habero. The haide zarik lo achshive al yad habero. Anu chabedavah.
The zarik, the thrower. Okay, so beautiful. Now that's it.
Catcher, did
he suit? Not at all. It's passive. He's standing there.
He did a hanacha.
I didn't take hanacha. You made hanacha.
He made hanacha in his hand.
The kohol came to hanacha. Hanacha means I took it and put it on the floor.
Right, but if the hand is considered hanacha, and I
didn't know that. I moved it. I didn't move nothing. I'm standing here. It landed in my hand. I'm passive. I'm karka.
Yeah.
Why am I worse than a piece of karka? It landed in my hand. The kohol. You're right. If I ran towards it and grabbed it, okay, then I'm that's the next case, by the way. We're not going to discuss that case now.
It's like our Balabait and Ani case. He puts it in his hand.
Correct.
Puts it in his hand.
You're right. That's not Shnayim Sha'asahu.
Yeah.
The second guy was passive. You went. Be'amar Rabbi Abin, Amar Bil'ay, Amar Rabbi Hanan. Amad b'mkomo v'kibel hayav. Not like we just said. Amad b'mkomo v'kibel, which is who ran through it. Shimon's Amad b'mkomo v'kibel. The whole Zirikan Hanaha is coming mekoho shel Reuven de Zorek. So if it's Hayav. Akal b'mkomo v'kibel. If Shimon ran towards the item and he was mekabelet, so then already patur. Because now the Hanaha is coming mekoho of Shimon, of the receiver, because he ran towards it. So therefore, it's going to be patur, both for the Shnayim Sha'asahu. Here you have Akira by the Uben, and you have Anah by Shimon, as we understand. Rashi, patur asurek, de lo abad anaha. Tanya nemehache, acharim omrim, amad b'mkomo v'kibel hayab, akar b'mkomo v'kibel patur. Beautiful. Same item based on a bright.
She says patur hazurek.
That's right.
The catcher is also patur here, no? In this case, when he ran, we're not talking about him.
Because the subject of it was the Zorek. Okay. I believe you're right. That the what do you call it, also be
the receiver
also be patur because he made a hanaha. In the Chename. Or
he ran into that towards the thing. Yeah. He's asur.
Right. He's asking why does she say patur azurek?
Shnei paturim. Talking about
the Zorek. He's not
going to
be
hayav. Right. The subject of the brayta is the Zorek. His hayav or not. He's the one that started it. Okay, comes the Gemara and says, Ba'ay Rabbi Yohanan. Interesting case. Sarak hefes. The guy threw a hefes. V'ne'ekaru m'mekomo v'hazar v'kebelo mahu. You know what the guy did? He threw a hefes for Amot Beshut Rabbi. He threw it. And he ran to the other side of the forearm. What do you call it? Self-pass. Beautiful, exactly. Self-pass, what we call it. But the shoot of the beam on Shabbat. So what's the she'elah? Let's just talk it out ourselves. He made a akira, that's for sure. And he made a anaha. Well, yeah, they definitely made a hat, although it's the same guy. I would say, okay, same guy. Zeh okir, v'zeh menia. Yeah. But it's coming from a separate koah. Which means, normally, how do we say akira anaha by one guy? From that koach of the akira, in it is the anacha as well. So it lands. Same. So one guy, one koach, no problem. But maybe we have one guy with two kohot, meaning there was a koach for the akira, and then he ran to catch it. And remember, we just learned that when somebody runs towards to catch it, that's not considered me anymore. That's considered the other guy. So do we say two kohot by one guy is considered like one guy and therefore hayab, or like two guys are patur. Right? And they're patur. Mao. So Gebora says, Maika me bayale. Well, speak out the question. Speak out the question. Which means, at this point, the Gebora is saying, why should it be patur? Maika me bayale. Yesh akira, yesh anaha. And yesh adam ehad. You have all the factors that you need. Adam ehad, akira, banaha. What's your problem? So Gebora, no. Amar avada, bar ahava, shene kohot be'adam ehad kame ba'yale. Because that's really the case if you break it down. It's shene kohot be'adam ehad. Koach of an akira, ve'koach ve'hanaha, because he ran, and the one guy. So how do you look at it? Shene kohot be'adam ehad, ki adam ehad dame. If you say, what do I guess? It's the same guy. Then for hayav, or dilma, ki shene b'ne adam dame, or patur. Or do I consider it that, no, it's considered like two b'nei adam, two kohot. And therefore, it's like shnayim sha'asahu, and therefore it'll be. But the Gemara actually says, teku. Look at Nashi, Dev, you're reading Nashi's first today. Keshnei b'nei adam dami upatur. That's a great trivia question. Give me a case of shnayim sha'asahu by one guy. Exactly. Let's speak it like that. She said a lot here. She said, when I threw it, the Rebbe threw it, so the akira in its koa would have landed, 20 feet away. That was the koa, but that's where it landed. In that akira was built in. This guy ran, for example, and he caught it at 19 feet. So basically what you did is you broke the original koa, and now you created a new hanaha, 19. And that'll give you an example. He had attention. He had attention to throw it 100. What's the difference?
Right. And he learned to get a maniach in his own hand, no? He had intention.
He had intention for everything, but the question is he hayav? His intention was to throw the heifer more than 4 amot, which that's enough to be hayav at Shabbat. The question over here is, he broke his original akira by catching it earlier. Like which is, by the way, it sounds like from Nashi, if he would have caught it, where would have ended up landing?
For sure.
That's why I'm speaking this out. If he went to the exact spot where it would have landed, Mali lives on the floor, or Mali lives in his hands. That's the same koach. We're talking about over here, where he broke the... Nashi's been duyak. Nashi says, the kevan chulinia hefes lelech ad makom hilucho, v'lanuach ela ratza v'ikkebo. What's the ikkebo? He stopped it from where it was.
Where it was going.
Isaac Baruch. Have you the akira kamaita v'lo anaha? Akira kamaita, you preempted its anaha. So that's the shnei kohot of Isaac Baruch. And that's the she'elah. But it's Adam Ehad. So do you consider shnei kohot b'Adam Ehad ki Adam Ehad? You consider like shnei kohot? That's Eliyahu Navi's answer. Tiku. So we have Eliyahu Navi on today's daf.
Okay.
What's the significance? It's always significant. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abin. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Ichnis yado letok chatser habero. Vekibel megeshamim vehotzi hayav. Okay, interesting case. The Gemara is going to struggle to understand this case. Basically, what the guy's doing is, he's in the Shuta Rabim. He sticks his hand into his friend's house, which is the Shuta Yahid, or somehow. And it's raining, and he takes the rain catches the rain from the Shamayim, we're thinking now. So it's a chaser, and he's counting, he's catching the rain. So you have now an akira from the Shuta Yahid, and you're bringing it back to the Shuta Rabim where he's standing is. So therefore, and you transfer his rain. Who's the maniach over here? Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Who's the maniach? Whatever. The okay is the guy. The guy took it from inside and took it outside. Maniach. The came from the Shemaim, the rain.
He's the
okay because he's going to be hayav. He's taking it from the Reshut Yahid and he's taking it back. Let's see the case. He says hayav. That's she? No. Matkif la Rabbi Zera. What do I care? What's the hadush in this case? Mali hit'ino havero. Let's say his friend put the object in his hand.
Like
HaMishnah. Mali hit'ino shamayim. What do I care hit'ino shamayim? Just bottom line. Bottom line. You have over here.
He took it from Hashem's hands.
Right. Took it from Hashem's hands. Took it from the shamayim. Mali hit'ino shamayim. Bottom line. You were okayed from one neshut. And you brought it to a different. Who cares who put it in your hand? Who cares if the Baal HaBayit put it in your hand or the Shammai put it in your hand? Legabe, the person who moved it from one Yeshut to another Yeshut, he did everything.
I'm saying it's considered already settled in that other Yeshut, even though it's falling from the Shammai.
Yeah, it's a fell in his hands. So if it's a fell in his hands or somebody put it in his hands? Bottom line, once we say Yador is considered Akira, so you're okayed from one Yeshut to your hands, they put it in the Yeshut Rabbi. Finish. What are you so excited? The rain, a big deal. The same thing. Mali hitayno Adam, mali hitayno Shamayim. Gemara says, bottom line, you're right. It fell in his hands. What do I care? It fell in his hands. I have another case. Let's say he put his hands and it blew in his hands. I don't care what gets in his hands. What care what gets in his hands? Bottom line, now it's in his hands. Now two people, not two people. Hashem. Amishnah, by the way, who put it in his hands? In the Ani case. The Ani case over here, he took it from the Baal HaBayit, let's say. Bottom line, I'm carrying that. He made an Akirav Meshut Ayin and Hanachah from Meshut Rabbi. That's all I need to be Hayav. How did it get in his hands? We don't care what gets in his hands.
But the Ani put it in his hands, isn't it? He put it in his hands, he took it. He's sharing it.
Who's he sharing with this over here? Who made the Akirah?
He gave it to him and he poured it in.
No. All he did is place it in his hands. Now what? Who made Akira? The Ani?
Yes.
Or the Ani, the guy. He made Akira from the Shuti Yahid. He picked it up and he put it on the Shuti Yahid. Or Rabim, whatever it is. Bottom line, Akira and Nahab was all made by the same guy. I mean, it's a Pashut case. But the Gemara is saying, what are you getting excited? What's the Hadush here? No, I'll tell you why we're getting excited. Gemara says, look at Ashi for a second. Maliyat ino havero. The patal letana de matitin de ktani oshenatan de tocha veotzi shnehem beturim. Okay, that's the case of the Mishnah, where the Baal HaBayit made the akira, and the other guy made the hanaha. So shnehem beturim. So why over here you're telling me that you're hayav? So the Gemara says, no. Matkif la rebizera, meaning, maliyat yino havero amatero shamay. Ihu lo avid. Akira. Oh, so that's the question. You will know Abid Akira. Your question, Benny. You will know Abid Akira. Which means, bottom line, the Oker was Shamayim, and he just pulled it out. He wasn't Oker from anything.
When it falls into his hand, it's not already considered Hanaha in that issue, and then he's bringing it out to the other issue. It's not going to be another Akira.
What did you see to the Oker?
Right. You must eat lo habid akira.
Oh, so we're comparing it to the case where
Shnaim Shasso
put it in his hand.
That's right.
Very good.
That's right. That's what Ashi just said. That's exactly what Ashi said. That's what Ashi compared it to that case.
Why is another?
Ask in the case of the Mishnah. Why is it in this case? In the case where the Baal HaBayit
was on target.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Benny's right. When you put it in the Baal HaBayit's hand, or the Baal HaBayit put it in the Ani's hand.
Right.
Who's the Oker? The Baal HaBayit. The Baal HaBayit is okay. The Ani was not okay. The Ani is the maniach. Beautiful. So they give the same thing over here. When the Shamayim put it in his hands, okay. Shamayim is not going to be Hayav or Patur. But bottom line, you're not going to be Hayav either. So why, when the guy receives the rain, your tameh is hayav? Not the betta gushia. Hashem made the akira, kivyachol, and you made anara. So why should be hayav? Mali itino balabayit, mali itino shamayit. Pashut, that the halakha is wrong.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Shouldn't be hayav. Right. Good question. It's a good question. So Gemara says, "Lo tema kibel ela kalat." Change the case. It was raining, so the guy caught it from the air. He swiped it like he whacked it out.
He did the action.
He did the akira from the air into the Rishut Rabin. So the Gemara says, "Ba'ina akira me'al gabe makom arba'a." Where did he make the akira from? From the air. That's not akira. So they were still stuck. Oh, velekan, you don't have it. So look at that sheep, by the way. Read David, you're the sheep. Ema kalat. Right, he caught it like this. Boom, he banged it out. He caught it with his hand, put it in the other hand, or knocked it out. Or knocked it from one hand to the other hand and then brought it out. The point is, he did make an akira. What kind of akira is this? Akira from the avir?
So it's comparable to where he took it
from. Right. That's what Gibran is saying. When he took it from the guy's hand, okay, he took it from Makom Hashuv. But taking it from the air, that's clearly not a Makom Hashuv. I mean, even if you want to argue that Yadosh Shel Adam is Makom Hashuv, like we argued before, you can't tell me avir is considered Makom Hashuv either. So the Gibran, yeah, okay, there's not a clue to that case, but Gibran says, okay. Kegon Chekala Amar Rav Haya Bered Rav Huna Kegon Chekalat Me'al Gabei HaKotel. Beautiful. We're talking about a perpendicular wall, and the rain already was on the wall, so already you have a anaha. The wall's 4x4 at least, so therefore he knocked it off the wall. So that he's okay from a makom hashuv. Only problem is, on a perpendicular wall, things are not nah. Especially water, based on the laws of gravity, is moving. So how could you call something from a wall? Nah. Let's go to the next question. Gemara says, "Al gabe hakotel nameh ve'alonah." It's ve'alonah. It's a wall. Kedama Rava. You know what the case is talking about? Bekotel meshupa. Rava, in a different place, which you're going to see now, gave a case where we're talking about a slanted wall. And therefore, we're going to see the Kodesh Meshupa in a second, right now. I don't know what Kodesh Meshupa is going to help you, by the way. Which Gemara is going to ask in a second. The Gemara is still going to ask. Okay, you made it, maybe it's a little slower, it's a little better. But bottom line, it's still not. Nah. Okay, but the Gemara is assuming perpendicular for sure, you can't say nah. Meshupa, maybe. Where did the Baba, by the way, say Meshupa? Let's turn the case independently.
Why is it Gemara struggling to say it's on top of the wall? Why do you have to
look at it? Oh, why did you say it's on top of the wall? Yeah, that's a bad answer. I didn't think of that. Yeah, that's a great answer. On the roof, you got it from. Yeah. Okay. I didn't think of that. Be'echa itma de Rava. Where did Rava say his deen? Ahad itnan. We go to the Amud Bet. Ayah, oh, this famous case. We see this all the time. So the guy's sitting at, we call it in English, the stoop. In front of his door, there's like a little ledge over it, like a step. For halachic purposes, it's a karmelit. Okay? It's between 3 tefachim and 9 tefachim, so it has the status of a karmelit. It's in front of the reshut rabin. Rashi, David, you're reading. Kemegillah! That's the siman. I knew the siman had to come. That's the Megillah. So you see over there, all the sefarim in the olden days was made like a Megillah. We're going to discuss a case where the guy's reading it and the other half fell out of his hand. So now he's holding half the Megillah in one hand, the other half is in a different issue. So the shilah is going to be, can he roll it back? Fine. So what did it say? Where was it with Galgel until that she? So you can roll it towards you. Beauty. So we're talking about it's more than three tefachim off the ground, this stoop over here. And it's four tefachim wide. Beauty. And there's a shoot rabim in front of it. Let's say the whole Megillah fell into the Reshut HaRabim and he brought it back. It would only be Yisur, the Rabbanan at most. The Reshut HaRabim to a Karmelit. So the rabbis were not gozer when the guy's holding on to half the object. It's true, there's a gezerah, you cannot carry an old object from the Reshut HaRabim to Karmelit. This case they were lenient. Look, guys, why? After he's still holding the item. Like the whole item was, he's not making an akira from the Reshut HaRabim. He is holding on to the item. So therefore, lo gazu. The matter with the case, beautiful. So let's read it again inside. Haya koreh besefet ala askupa. Don't get nervous from that word askupa. Askupa pirusho karmelit. Vidgalgel asefet to wear to the Reshut HaRabim. Miyado golelo it's lo back to the karmelit. Haya koreh berosh hagag. The guy's reading it on top of the roof. Pirush. They shoot Hayahid, she says. When it gagel a sefer miyado, it fell off the roof. It's on the side of the house. And now it's what? It's rolling down. Ad shelu gia liyut tefachim. It did not reach 10 tefachim of the Reshut HaRabim. It's above 10 tefachim. What is above 10 tefachim of Reshut HaRabim? Makom petur. So you can roll it back. No, better than kamelit. It's makom petur. Makom petur, even if the whole thing would have fallen above 10, you bring the whole thing, you can bring back. So of course, when you're still holding part of it, you'd be able to roll it back, because there's no problem to bring from a Mekom Petur to a Reshut HaRabim, even the Chetayla. It's above 10 Tefachim. It's in the air. Above 10 Tefachim. Which means the thing rolled down. It's a Megillah, then it's rolling down. And when you measure from where it ended, the rolling, to the Reshut HaRabim, it's above 10. So what's above 10 Reshut HaRabim called? Mekom Petur. So where am I rolling from? I mean, Mekom Petur. By the way, if the whole Megillah fell at that spot, I don't care. But the whole thing. Golotzlo. But once it gets within 10 tefachim of the Reshut HaRabim, now it fell into the Reshut HaRabim. Because it's within 10. Now you can't bring it back. Because now you're going from the Reshut HaRabim to the Reshut HaYachid. Now, in economic, really you're holding on to it. But here I'm going to make a gezerah. Because now you're dealing with the shuyot de oraita. You're dealing with a situation where if the whole thing would have fallen, you might bring, and you bring it up, you'd be yisud oraita. So we're not going to even let you golel, which would not be a de oraita, mind you. We're making a gezerah because you're dealing with the shuyot de oraita. So what should you do? Hofcho ala ketav. Now just turn, you don't want the Megillah to be exposed. So turn it the other way so the words are not being seen against the wall. It's right. It's draping down the wall. Come on, the sefarim. You don't want the words to be exposed, so turn it around so the words are not exposed. Facing the house, right? Facing the wall. Exactly. Beautiful. So far, so good. Now, vavinan ba. Now we make the analysis. Amay hofcho ala ketav. Why do you have to be ofech ala ketav? Which means, why can't you just roll it back up? Behalonah. What's the problem? It's dangling. It's dangling on the wall over here. It's lo nach. So if you don't have a hanacha, what's the problem? The only problem you'd have an issue is if it was nach b'reshut HaRabim. This was not nach, it was just a perpendicular wall.
Well, maybe it's nach because...
Where's the nach?
You're holding the top, so therefore...
No, that's not nach. The part that's nach, I need that. That's the issue part, not the part I'm holding.
But
it's stable. That's not nach, but stable doesn't mean not nach. Something hovering in the air is not nach. Which means it's got to be nach. It's on the perpendicular wall. Where is it nach? It's saying it's leaning against the perpendicular wall.
What's the difference, 10 or not 10?
That's the point. The point is, even within 10, should be mutad to bring it back because it was not nach. Midrashi. Yeah. Right. Why is it a suda go to law? If you tell me it was nach, also it's considered like nach b'reshut HaRabim. Okay, I understand. I'm not going to let you put it back from the Reshut HaRabim, but it's Lona. And it was over there that Rava came along and said, Meshupa. So there he came along and said, it's a wall that's a little slanted, and therefore the Megillah rests on the wall, and that's... So therefore, just like he said over there by the Megillah, it's a Meshupa. So by the rain, we're also going to say it's Meshupa. So that the Gemara says mechila, but there's a big difference. Imu damar Rav Besefer da'avid denayeh. Mayim mi avid denayeh. Exactly. Water doesn't rest even on a slanted wall. And Megillah will. No, I mean, yeah, exactly. Water's going to sink its level. It's going to drip down. So therefore, Mishupah is not going to help you by water. So we're back to the question. What is the case? The guy stuck his hand into the chaser and took water out. What's the case that you hayab? Give me a... We cannot figure a case that you hayab. It came from the shamayim, so that's a patur. You didn't make an akira. Oh, it came off the wall. There was no hanaha. Slanted wall. It's also no hanaha.
No akira.
Oh, the same Gemara. Why don't you look at the Gemara? What does that mean? Gemara answers that. Gemara, Ela Mara, Vaki, what you call that? Magabe Guma. How's the Gemara? The bucket or a hole in the ground? There was a hole in the ground, and the water's in the ground, and he took it from there. So therefore, the water in the ground is like the ground. How's the Gemara? You took it from a depression in the ground, a Guma. Sheila Yab? Yes, shekalat, shekalat meguma, shekalat meguma. Mekibel, kibel meguma.
The statement, kibel megeshamim meguma.
Right, rained into a guma. He took that from the guma, and the guma is nah. Right, that's why it says hayav, and that's why it says hayav. Normal case, you can see it's hadushe, but nonetheless, it's hayav. I got the case. Gemara says. Guma pshita, Marcelo's question. That's pashut. Ma'u de tema. Ma'im al gabe ma'im, lavanahahu. By the way, I took the top part of water. You're right, the bottom part of the water is on the ground. But maybe ma'im al gabe ma'im is like a siddur anaha. Kamash ma'lan. And here's the kamash ma'lan. Listen to the sibara good. Water is considered one entity. It's all considered one haticha of water. We don't consider the top water, the middle water, the bottom water, ma'im elyonim, ma'im tachtonim, ma'im imsa'im. It's all considered one entity. So therefore, and that entity is where? In the guma. Where's the guma? On the ground. Finish the akira.
Why?
It doesn't matter
if it's within three.
Maybe you're right. But this will be talking about even a bigger one. That's the hadush. Maybe you're right. But since we have endings of considered on the ground. Maybe you're right. The hadush is on a regular guma, which is a big guma, let's say, even the top water that's far from the ground, it's all one entity. You have Rashi here? Yes. That's a very important point. If it's considered a hanacha, then akira is akira. Right? To make akira, it has to be munach first. Beautiful. So the Gemara says, "The Azda Rabba le Ta'amid Amar Rabba, Ma'im Agabe Ma'im Ma'inu Anachatan." Beautiful, Ma'im Agabe Ma'im. That is considered Danaha. However, it goes Agabe Ma'im Lav Ha'inu Anachato. It goes Agabe Ma'im would be a nut that's floating on the water. That's not considered Munah. So if you take and it goes off the water, you are not okay.
Right. Water over water.
Yeah, it's not nah. It goes and water are not one. It's not one.
You can't say that it goes
and
not
water? No, it's not nah. It's not one. Mayim al mayim is one. Right. It goes is a different item, floating.
And if you didn't say that, then the mayim would also not be nah. You don't say that.
Mayim is one, it goes is not. And therefore, since it's not nah, it's not okay.
Right.
So if you're okay and it goes from the mayim, it's not akira, like wherever you put it.
The floor starts from the bottom of the hole.
It does.
Not from where the floor is.
It starts from the bottom, but that water on top, why is it considered
right,
touching the floor?
You can say that the egos is parallel to the Adama. It's on the water. Here's the Adama. But it's in, there's a hole of water here. So I think you
why can't you just say simply like we're saying? That the water is considered one entity, and it goes to the water as two separate items. And if it's moving on the water, if it's not connected.
I'm thinking about 9 cases with water.
With the three?
Yeah, because it's a hole. So how is the water above three?
No,
it's a hole. So they probably considered the bottom of the board as the floor. The bottom of the hole as the floor.
I'm agreeing with you. It is the floor.
Here's the floor. And then here's, you know, here's the hole. And there's all water. So I'm assuming that the bottom of the wall is where they're considering that the floor.
I'm agreeing with you.
That's why you have the three. Yeah, the
I'm agreeing with you. But Adusha, even though the top water is not touching the floor, it's considered as if it's touching that floor.
Correct.
the question is like this. I saw brought down. There's an old question. We'll learn it. Bezat Hashem in Borer. Are you allowed to take a fly out of a, you know, wine on Shabbat? Is it considered Borer or not? So there's a famous Maharitatz. Maharitatz holds, you know, en Borer b'mashkin. This is Lashon. He says, en Borera b'mashkin v'gam et tatsir'a t'shalach. And you can pull out, take out the fly. But I saw brought down one of the poor scheme that they bring it out from this Gemara. Forget about the carrying. Why did they let you take out the nut from the water? Why did they call it Borer? It's Borer. It's a Borer issue. Forget about the Hotza issue. It's a Borer issue. How could you take the what? There's laws on that. There's laws. So let's not discuss over here. Hotza, there's no Akira. Okay, for Akira, there's other melachot we have dealing over here. Ella Yasiwat, he says, from here you see that when something is floating on something, it's not subject to water because it's not mixed. It's floating on it. Therefore, from here, once it makes it a ayah, then when you have a bug floating on one wine.
And there is a way to do it.
Nobody brought this in the Borer Sugya either. There's a Sugya called Borer. Nobody went back to this Sugya and said, oh, Zarak. Only this was a Hotza'ah issue. Well, every time there's a case, you have to run it through all the Lamitet Melachot. Anyway, the Gemara says, no problem over here, buy a nut. Okay, that's an old question. It goes bikli, bikli saf al gabe mayim. Okay, the egos is in the kli. And the kli is saf al gabe mayim. So now how do you consider it? I can look at it two ways. I can look at it, listen. The ego, and I put the egos. The egos is resting in the kli. The kli is considered nah. Or I could consider that the egos is in the kli, which is in the mayim, and that's not nah. And if it's not nah, it's not considered a akira. So do I go batar the kli or batar the mayim? Mito safa gabe mayim, batar egos as lina. If you go after the egos, v'anaya. So it's nah and the kli. Oh, dilma batar kli as lina. V'ah lo naya. Denaya, because the kli is moving. Gemara says Eliyahu Navi, teku. Shemen shitzaf al gabe yayin. Next case. Oil that's obviously floating above yayin. The Gemara could have gave a case also of shemen over water, but since we're talking about tirumah, and tirumah does not apply by water, so therefore we gave a case of shemen and yayin. We're talking about tirumah in this context. So therefore, shemen al gabe yayin. Machloket Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri v'Rabbanan. That's considered a machloket. Is it one entity or two entities? Ditnan. This is by tirumah. Shemen shesaf al gabe yayin v'nagat tibul yom b'shemen. The tibul yom was a tamei guy. He touched the oil. Lo pasal ela shemen b'bad. Because the banana is going to hold what? Shemen and yayin are considered two entities. Like a egos al gabe mayin. And therefore, it's separate. Therefore, the tibul yom touched the shemen. It's not going to affect the yayin, which is underneath it. Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri omer, shenehem mechubarim zela zeh. He looks at it like mayim al gabe mayim. So just like mayim al gabe mayim is considered one entity, shemen al gabe yayin is also considered one entity. So the tibul yom touched the shemen, it affects the yayin underneath it. For us, it would be nafkamina al gabe yayin nesek, or stam yenam. You know, you have the same case over in the goy touches the oil on top. So according to Rabbi Yohanan ben Nuri, the one of the yayin underneath is considered that he touched, because it's considered all one. But according to the banan, it's considered separate. And they talk our language. You want to read the Dashi, David? Okay, read Dashi, please. Right, the reason why he picked Yayin, because we're discussing Turuma, but Huadin, Shemin, and Yayin, and Maim as well. So read the Dashi again. Shemin, Chesaf, Agabe Yayin. What does this got to do with anything? He's saying, Ve'akara Shemin. You were okay the Shemin. The Gabe Shabbat, we wanted to go to Shabbat. You okay the Shemin. Now, if you consider it one with the wine, it's nah. And if it's nah, you made Akira al Gabe Shabbat. If you consider it separate, then it's not nah. If it's not nah, it's not Akira al Gabe Shabbat. So then she just says, why did you give me a case of Shemin and Yayin? Because the proof that they're going to bring is from Tirumah. And Tirumah is the only Yayin. There's no water by Tirumah. Next, Nashi. That's what she's going out as well. Shel teruma, shel teruma. Right, it's tameh, which is pasul. It's not mitameh. The tameh means it would be mitameh something else. It's not mitameh the wine underneath. It's pasul, meaning it is pasul and it ends there. It's not mitameh what's underneath it. Right. Right. So Rabbi Yohanan, the Hakamim compare it to it goes agabe amayim. It's not not. Fine. Amar Rabbi Yabim back to the Gemara. Rabotai. Amar Rabbi Elai. Amar Rabbi Yohanan. Oh, very interesting case here. Hayat ta'un ochlin umashkin. Okay, Shabbat. Guys carrying stuff. Ochlin u'mashkin. I always like that cake. That's what you do on Shabbat. You turn ochlin u'mashkin. You eat. V'nichnas v'yotze kol hayom kulo eno hayav ad she'amod. Okay. What was the case? The case is the guy's in his house. He has the ochlin u'mashkin, and he picks it up, makes an akida with kavanah to go to the corner. Anything wrong with that?
Corner in the house.
Yeah, corner in the house. No problem with it. Do that. You can do that all day. After he made the akira, he changed his mind and he walked outside. Oh, so the Gemara says, even if you did that all day long, you didn't stop walking. You're inside, in and out, you're not hayav. Why? It's amazing, Hadush. Because at the time of the akira, your mashaba was not to do a melacha, your kavanah was to do a heter, and you changed midway. So when are you going to be hayav? You have to stop. Make a new akira with the proper kavanah. No, with a kavanah to go out, then you'll be hayav. All right. Unbelievable hadush, by the way. I mean, this. Listen, I got to go back to the books, but I don't think this applies to any other menacha. If I write one letter on Shabbat with kavanah to write one letter, then I write another letter next to it. I'm not hayav. Say such a thing. It's not the case. I'm sure that. I'm positive of that. If I write one letter with covenant to write one letter only, and then I write another letter next to it, I wrote two letters. And the time of the akira, the covenant to do something on the wrong place. What's the difference? I made akira, I made anaga. What do I care? What my kavanah was when I made akira? You have akira, yes. You have anaga, yes. Is it one person? Yes. Kavanah, melechet machshevet asatora. But other melachot, we don't say that. By the way, I guarantee you, we don't say about other melachot. Bottom line, you wrote two letters. What could you kavanah was wrote the first letter? The guy, how many letters you gonna write? I'm gonna write one letter. You wrote an aleph, you wrote bet. Oh, you wrote two. But don't mind. When I wrote one, I wasn't thinking about to write the second one. But okay, you wrote two letters. Anyway, look at that sheet. Right. Okay. So from the case, the way he was carrying inside, it wasn't. He was carrying it already. I mean, he wasn't looking to take it outside. Fine. He's in the house. Mishakar aglav. Interesting that she points out mishakar aglav. Okay. I could have said maybe shakar, but he lifted it up. She says you have to actually, after you started walking, you changed your mind to go outside. Interesting note. So that she, that's the cutoff point. You have to start walking. Which means if I changed my mind when I picked it up, I didn't start yet. I'm okay. But if I started walking, it's too late. That's the mach. Anyway, continue. Eno chayav. Okay, right. When you stop, that's considered like the chepetz is nach. This is a side point that she's saying. Hey, you didn't put the chepetz down. By stopping, it's considered as if the chayfetz is nach. Okay, nice. Hadush of Rashi. Hilkach. Ah, mechayev. Leka akida. Vehi.
Vehi lo hayta amenat baset.
Right. It was not amenat latzeh b'torah.
Lo hayeba ela melech b'shev mechshevet.
Unbelievable.
Mishkan sheyitkaven la'asot melacha, aber lo yodea shehu shabbat o kasabu shemelacha zimut.
You have to mechaven la'asot melacha. Okay, so that's a considered mechaven la'asot melacha. When you do the akira, lezavit. Okay, lezavit is nothing. Okay, beautiful hadush. So the Gemara says, unless he stops. Oh, once you stop with a new akira to go outside, then you're going to be hayab. So the Gemara says, hey, not all stoppings are the same. So let's finish the Gemara for a minute. Lafush means to rest. That's considered a legitimate hanacha. To make the next part of the action a akira. Imagine what I said? Which means akira is only considered when it comes after a legitimate hanacha. And what's considered a legitimate hanacha? Where the guy stopped to rest. Oh, that's a good hanacha. However, if let's say, like we're going to see in another case, where a guy's walking in a shoot to the beam, and he stops just in order to fix his knapsack, to adjust his, that's not called a hanacha. And therefore, it's not considered a new akira. It's considered he's still in motion. You understand? So that's a trivia question. Give me a case where a guy stopped, and it's not considered a hanacha, and therefore it's not considered an akira. Where a guy's the katif. He's doing it just to adjust his bag. What's this case over here? The guy is transferring something for amot in the shul terabim. Amad lafush. Within four amot, he stopped to rest. Patur. Why? Because that's it. You stopped before four amot. You broke the four amot. However, lekatef hayav. If in the middle of the four amot, you just stopped to fix the bag, that's not considered stopping. So it's considered you're still in motion. And therefore, when you finish the four amot, you'll be hayav. Because the second said it's not. Hanacha has got to be stopping for the purpose of stopping. Not because. That's part of what normal people, when they walk, they stop for a second to. I'm still going. I think normal people do that. When they're traveling, they stop for a second to put. That's not considered stop. Stopping's got to be lafush, where it's hanacha, l'shem hanacha. Not l'shem other reasons. Continue for a second. Look at Rashi. Patur. Took Dalar Amot, Amabir. No, took Dalar Amot.
Took Dalar Amot, Amabir, Dalar Amot, Shabir, Amad, took Dalar Amot, Afush, Hazar, and Hishim, and Yahoo, Amachan. Patu Shiloh, he did Dalar Amot, Akira.
Right, you broke Yakira by Omed Lafush. Right, why? Because that Lekatef is not considered a stop. Therefore, it's unbroken for Amot. Stop there. Continue the case of the Gemara. Now we have a different case. Chutz ledalet amot. Let's say a guy went more than four amot. Amad lafush. And over there is omed lafush. Obviously, hayab. Lekatef patur. But if he went more than four amot and he stopped lekatef, he's still not hayab. Because he didn't stop. Yama hanachayat. Basically, that's all this Gemara is trying to tell you. There's a difference between how you stopped. So the Gemara says, "Maika mashmalan." What's the hadush of this whole statement? Shelo aita akira misha'a rishona lekach, which means in the original case. The original case, why you told me the Yohanan hayat ta'un ochli, and you picked it up in order to put it in the zavit. And then you changed your mind. So what's your hadush, Rabbi Yohanan? That you're telling me that your akira rishona was not the shem isu, therefore you're not oved. That your hadush, Rabbi Yohanan? Well, if that's what your hadush is, you told me that already. Ha, amra Rabbi Yohanan chadazimna. You told me this already. Where did you tell it to me? Damar of safra, amar of amir bar Yohanan, hamabir hafasi mizavit lezavit, v'nimlach alehin. Votzian patur. Shelo haita akira mishaa rishona lekach. Beferushi told me. What do you need to tell me the same statement twice? Gemara's answer. Amura eninu. It's actually Rabbi Yohanan did not say it twice, but it's students that heard it from Rabbi Yohanan, and each one quoted it in their own way. Mor amala behailishna. Mor amala behailishna. So they're both quoting the same statement of Rabbi Yohanan. Umihu, as she points out, Rabbi Yohanan hada zimna amra. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.
Rabbi, the difference.
Not bad for Shushan Purim Daf Rabbotai. Listen, you know what I mean? Not too many guys were learning yesterday.
The proof that they got is the different case. I mean, the lafush or lafush.
What is lafush, lafush? What do you ask? Stopped? Ask.
What Rabbi Yohanan is saying.
Yes.
The intention. And then when you bring in the case, the guy went outside to stop to the foot to rest, or they went to.
Even if a guy walked, give me a case. Give me a case where a guy walked more than 4 hours.